views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hello, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And Sky just took a moment's break from the mic for a little bit, and that's okay. And this second part that we're going to be talking about is about what it is like to be a psychic and a medium. And, you know, it was really interesting. It happened more with my second wife more than anything else. And I'll never forget this because it made me laugh. So when I'm hanging out with a group of people, you know, say a bunch of friends and there's a big party, or, you know, half the people you know, the other half you don't, whatever. And then, you know, people always ask at a conversation, what do you do for a living? And so I'm standing there with my wife, and a girl asked her, so what do you do? And, I told her, I said, I'm a psychic and a medium. And she looked at my wife and she says, wow, she goes, that must be tough being married to a psychic, you can't get away with anything. And I thought that was actually funny. And you want to know something? It actually turned out to be pretty damn helpful, because towards the end of our relationship, when we were going through some major challenges in our relationship, the little voices in my head were actually telling me what's going on behind the scenes that I didn't know. And I was pretty accurate. I got to tell you, the information that came through was pretty accurate, and it helped me to discover things about her, about the situation that I didn't know about. And lo and behold, my spirituality pulled through big time. And, and then it was funny. So when my previous wife, when she was asked, so what is it like to be married to a psychic? And her answer, her response was, he's a typical guy, do his laundry, I cook for him, he wants to have sex, the same typical guy thing. And I thought that was a funny response too, because even though I am a psychic and a medium, yes, I am a guy. And I do like my guy things. So, but it's a two-way street, girls need to have their share of fun too. So, so what is it like to be a psychic and a medium? It's a tremendous blessing. It really is. To be able to have insight upon other people's lives, and to help heal people, and to give people insight. And what's really cool about my friends, what I really, really love about my friends, I only have one person in my entire circle of friends, and I have a lot of friends and acquaintances, lots and lots of them. And I only have one person that feels the need to have to ask me a question every single time she gives me a call, which I find to be very frustrating. So I really don't take her calls that much anymore. I take maybe 1 out of 10 calls from her because it's very draining. And people always ask me, the common question is like, when I'm out in public, do I get information off of other people? And I do have an on-off switch. I can't speak for anybody else, but I do have an on-off switch. And on the most part, I'm off. And when I want to be on, I just flip on the on switch, and I put myself in a mindset where I could tap into the spiritual world at any given point and find out information. So it's about just getting myself into that mindset to listen to what the angels or people's loved ones want to share with me. But you know, once in a while when I am in a restaurant or if I'm, say, at Barnes & Noble or some other place, and I just, you know, you get in that stare mode. You know, you're sitting at the table with your friend or your partner in life, and you're just at the table and you're just in a stare. You're not really talking much, saying much. And I get in the stare and I'll just look at somebody, and all of a sudden, like, I'll get thoughts about a person. Only sometimes will I reach out and give information about somebody. I did that one time where I was sitting by myself. I just got finished with a full day's work. I was just relaxing. I was having my favorite meals of Fridays, which is a Jack Daniel's flat iron steak. And I liked my Malibu Bay Breeze and my hot tea with lemon. And so anyway, so I'm sitting there by myself for a while, and I look across and I saw two very pretty girls sitting across the bar, and I'm staring at them, and I started getting information about them. And so when I got finished, and they seemed like they were approachable. So I went across. So when I finished, I went around behind the both of them and I put my arms on their shoulders. I said, "Excuse me, girls." I said, "I hope you don't mind me imposing." And they kind of looked at me like a little strange, of course, because there's a strange guy. And you could tell that they were engaged in each other's conversation. And I said, "I just want you to know," I said, I'm a professional psychic, and I was looking at you, girl. And as soon as I said that, the girl went, oh, tell me. So all of a sudden,
they always do that.
Yeah,
I love it.
So I gave both of them some information, and it was fun. It turned into be a fun conversation. And then, you know, there was no guarantee that the girls were going to accept me like that.
Yes.
You know, for all I know, they could have been born again Christians or whatnot, you know, and those people.
Like,
yeah, they don't like us at all. So there are some people who are very Catholic, very Roman Catholic, or born again, and they'll say, or Jehovah, and they'll go, "No, I don't want to hear it. No, thank you.
I think that's the worst. The Jehovah's, they don't believe us.
No, that's okay. It's just whoever, whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't take it personally. And I just,
I
say,
don't either, ever.
I just said, "All right, no problem." You know, it's not like, you know, come on. Didn't you ever want to meet the devil? Didn't you ever want to meet the opposing team?
Right? I'll tell you a story what happened to me one day. I was in a beauty parlor, and I was sitting just minding my own business in the chair. And all of a sudden, I hear, connect to my mom. I have to speak to my mom. I have to talk to my mom. And I'm getting all these pictures of a horrific car accident with tremendous amounts of blood and a telephone. So I'm feeling the energy on my left side. And there's this lady who looks so sad, sitting there. And I was afraid to approach her because, like Artie said, you just don't know how you're going to be accepted. But the spirit was so strong that I was just like jumping in and out of my chair. So I knew that it had to be done. I walked over to her and I says, "Please forgive me for saying this. However, I'm a psychic medium and I feel there's a young lady around you, approximately the age of 22 years old. And she wants to connect with you. She says you're her mother." Well, the blood ran out of that woman's face. And I could empathize with her losing a child myself. And then I went ahead and I told her certain things that they were not so sure of, but they had inclinations that this is what happened. And she did tell her that the accident occurred not because of the fault of her daughter, but the fault of somebody else. However, on the telephone next to her, she did get a text, but she didn't read the text, okay? So there was always a lot of confusion about that. And I gave her all kinds of information from her daughter. And I even became like the characteristics of her daughter. Like I was fumbling, jumping all around, swaying, putting my hands up, like, you know, don't go there or whatever they say, talk to the hand. Anyway, by the time I was finished giving this lady this reading, her face was sparkling. I could see the happiness all over her. And she thanked me very much. And I told her it was my biggest honor and a pleasure to do this for you and your daughter. I thanked the daughter. I thanked her. And that was the end of it. A few days later, I get a call. She asked me for my card. So I gave her my card. few days later, I get a call from her three daughters, one at each individual time, telling me and blessing me for giving my mother her life back. This woman had not been a part of the family or had been just like somebody toting her around like luggage for the last 4 years. And they all were crying to me and saying, thank you for giving my mom back. It was the most beautiful gift anybody could have given her family and her children. And these are the moments that everything is worthwhile. These are the moments that you say, thank you, Creator, for letting me be the one to be able to bring this information. And thank you. And who cares? I wasn't interested in money. I wasn't interested in anything like that. What I was interested in is connecting to that young lady. And that's happened to me a million times. In fact, just a week ago, my daughter Jennifer said to me, there is a friend of mine who works in my school. And she says, one day this little lady comes over to her and she starts giving her a reading. She said, would that little lady be Sky? She says, yes, oh my God, it was. She says, that's my mother.
That's funny. All right, everybody, listen up. We're going to be going to a commercial break, and then we're going to have some more really cool stories for you. So stick around, and if you want to give us a call us at 800. No, wait, is it 800?
Yeah, 1-800.
1-800. I just went brain dead. Brian,
1-800-930-2819.
800-930-2619.
No, 2819.
2819. Between the both of us.
Call 1-800-PSYCHO. Right. We'll be right back right after this commercial break.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Just like bad medicine, there ain't no doctor that can kill. Now that's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. We want to thank Mr. John Bon Jovi for coming into the studio.
Love him. Love him. You what know what? We have song? To play some Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, well, we already got the songs lined up. These are really cool songs.
Eventually.
Let me tell you something.
I do so much joke.
There was a time, you know, I was at the, when I was coming out
is
of the gym.
Phone?
I was, oh yeah, that's right. I was coming out of the gym the other day. And as I was walking out the gym, a girl walked up to me, ran up to me, and she grabbed me by the arm from behind. And she goes, "Hey, Artie, how you doing?" She goes, "I'm Carol." And I said, "Oh, okay, hi, nice to meet you." She goes, "You did a reading for me." She goes,
"You didn't know who the hell you were."
I didn't remember. She even came into my place, and that was about a month and a half ago. Yeah. And she says, "I just want you to know that what you said to me was so healing for me. And I know that everyone's okay." She says, but the words that you express and the expressions that you express, she goes, "I've been sending so many people your way." She goes, "I've been telling everyone about you." And she goes, "I just wanted to thank you and to let you know what a difference you made." And the weird thing is, not that it's weird, but it's a beautiful blessing. While I was on the treadmill, you know, it's like I breathe in motion while I'm on the treadmill.
Right.
And I said to myself, I said to God, I said, "Please show me an amazing miracle today. Please show me a beautiful miracle today." And then with that, shortly thereafter, and
isn't
it was just,
it was
just so beautiful. It was like, I said, you know, "Thank you very much. It's a very nice confirmation." And, you know, we don't realize the impact that
we
have
don't.
On other people's lives.
We really don't.
And, it's very important. Now, I have things very well into perspective. So when there is people of the negative or doubtful or whatever, I honestly don't allow
give it any energy.
I don't give it any energy whatsoever.
Right.
I look at it like these people are very limited
yes.
in their thought process and in the world.
Right.
That they're not open up to, like, there's a lot more to life than what you just physically see in the moment. And that's another.
There is a lot more. There's another world out there that's undercover.
Yeah, the spiritual world. It's
yeah.
it's tremendous. And, you know, one of my friends, and, you know, I'll say his name because he's a cool guy, Goomba Johnny. He was from KTU out of New York City, one of the major DJs of New York City. And so we were having lunch one time. And we were talking about relationships, and this is going back, you know, I don't know, quite a few years ago, about, I don't know, maybe 7 years ago or so, give or take.
Yeah.
And he said, Artie, in his New York accent, he says, "You know, you have an advantage over everybody else." He said, "You know, you have to slow yourself down when you're in a relationship. You have to remember that these girls could only see whoever you're with, like the people who you're with, they could only see in the now." He says, "You have a tremendous advantage. What you see and what you feel in the future," he says, "you know, you run on that,
right.
but you're running at it at a very accelerated rate, at a very fast pace, because you know where this is going. You see where it can go and all this." And he says, "Your emotions are much more far advanced."
That was very, those were very intuitive words.
Yeah. And I thought it was amazing when he said that, because it really hit home. And he says, and the people who you go with, he says, they can only appreciate or see what's in the now,
right.
or based on their past, whereas you're looking at all the realms and the possibilities. And so, and this is what, you know, put me in a position to be able to make my move out of my last relationship, because I'm not with, Charity anymore. And I saw where this was all going and where it was heading and how her life is, how my life is. And so based on what has happened, based on what was happening, and based on where I saw it going, as much as I wanted it to work, and I really did it, and I lasted as long as I could. It wasn't a long time, but it wasn't. It was a 3.5 year run. And, you know, and it broke my heart, because I really, really wanted this to work. And I just saw all the logistics of my life. I saw the logistics of her life, how she was living her life, how I was living my life, what was important to her, what was important to me. And I just saw everything where it was going. And it was as clear as can be.
Right.
And I knew that if I hung out longer than what I should, that it would have been even more of a disaster.
Oh, yeah.
But it was a course that was... It was inevitable. It was a matter of how long I was willing to allow this to happen.
Right.
And the thing is, I didn't have foresight. My ego and my emotions got the best of me as far as when we first got married or when we first, you know, got engaged to get married. And so I mean, because I, you know, really loved her. I really love her, even though she doesn't believe me, but I do. and I understand why she feels the way she does. And but every relationship brings an incredible blessing. And I learned that much more about myself in this relationship. You know, what you're willing to take, what you're willing to give. You know, there's just so many gambits. There's so many, not gambits, but there's so many avenues upon a relationship that you learn about your partner, whether it be dealing with kids, dealing with family, dealing with friends, dealing with yourself, yeah, dealing with each other. And, you know, but like I said, one of the biggest mistakes that people make is that they stay in the relationship too long. And from growing up in a family like my mother and my father and seeing my mother miserable most of her days, not all of days, because my brothers and I would make her laugh and so would some of her friends, but there was pleasant moments. But after seeing
what she gave up,
and the extreme pain and torture that she allowed herself to endure, I just said, no way. And I'd rather just, you know, cut my losses, pay what I have to pay to go through each marriage or each divorce or whatever.
And that's what it comes down to, really.
And I ended up being happy at the end. I really did. I ended up surviving it all. And yeah, I made sure everyone was taken care of when I left. I left nobody in the dirt, you know? And so that was just a part of who I am. I made sure that everyone was financially taken care of when I left. And
which is amazing, because there are people out there
who will leave you for dirt.
Absolutely.
And we got to go to a commercial break.
Okay.
We'll all right, everybody, stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be talking more fun, more sex and love and psychic stuff right after this commercial break.
Freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Introducing The Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit The Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Put a little
woo-hoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Late at night when the wind is still, I'll come flying through your door. And you'll know what love is for. I'm a bluebird. Touch your lips with a magic kiss, and you'll be a bluebird too. And you'll know what love can do. I'm a bluebird. I'm a bluebird. I'm a bluebird. I'm a bluebird, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, yeah, yeah, yeah. Bluebird, bluebird, ah, bluebird, bluebird, ah, bluebird. Fly away through the midnight.
Everybody, this is Artie and Sky Siegel.
Here I am.
Right in your back doorstep. I hear you knocking.
But you can't come in.
We should but see. You better let us in.
We better stick to a mediumship and psychics.
That's right. So, what were we just talking about before? I mentioned.
Yeah, well, we were talking about our experiences.
Our experience
and
as a psychic
and,
the joys we get. This is true. But, you know, when you're, I was jokingly saying I was going to open up my own psychic restaurant where there's no menus, because as soon as you walk in, we already know what you want. I thought that would be funny.
That is funny.
So, but you know, I like to have fun with the waiters and waitresses if they have fun personalities.
Yeah.
And at the end, I like to, you know, I'll hold their hand and I'll give them a little something. And
wasn't she a sweet little girl?
Oh, the girl that we had?
Yeah, she was so pretty.
Yeah, she was so nice. Yeah.
She was so sweet and so pretty.
Yeah, I've been having hopefully I'm not putting the kibachis on my street.
You can't do that.
What?
Put a kibachi on yourself, and I'll tell you why. Because you're always in a positive frame of mind.
Most of the time, this is true. So what I do is, like I said, so I'll give the waiter or waitress. I've been having a good string of waiters and waitresses is what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
And, they with fun, playful personalities. And
she was adorable.
Yeah. There was this one young girl who took my breath away. She was just so sweet. She was in her early 20s. She was like the same age as my daughter. And what a sweet disposition and what a pretty smile. And she was just such a joy to
pleasant.
Yeah. And she said to me, I was giving her some information and that totally made sense to her in her life. And she was just so appreciative. And she goes, oh, you are so 100% in my life from now on. She goes, but I mean, I never heard from her again, nor, whether it happens or not, but people say nice things in the moment. And not that I'm trying to pick up a 22-year-old or 23-year-old, whatever.
But
it was just fun and being playful in the moment. Right. It was like the father figure that I am. So it was really sweet.
I always say this.
I enjoy those moments.
It's better to be a father figure than a mother figure.
Yeah. Here. Here.
Snort. So anyway, our second half of the show is really interesting for a lot of people because,
what's it like to be a psychic and a medium?
A lot of people think that we're so much different than everybody else, and we're really not.
I am.
I know you are.
No, I am.
But even if you weren't a medium, you'd be.
No, everyone who's around me says I'm different. Everybody.
I don't mean that. What I mean to say is, they think that our antennas are up and we're just, in that we have
constant
mode of having 2 feet in the spirit world. That's unhealthy.
Remember that movie with Mel Gibson, What Women Want?
Yes.
Or everything,
I have that movie. I love it. It's so funny.
Well, it's funny, but people think that that's the way all psychics and mediums are.
That's exactly right.
And it's not true.
Right.
It's not true. I do have friends that are on 24/7 and they've all suffered from depression at some point. And it's not healthy.
Right.
And they say they don't want to be on, but they are on because they're always wanting to know what's going on with that person or what they're always on. And so it throws them into a depression.
That's not healthy because, number one, you should never invade anybody's privacy until they ask you to.
Right, right. That's definitely true. That's a respect.
Yes.
That's definitely a respect that we as psychics and mediums have for each other. But everybody's integrity is different. There are people who do what we do and like lawyers and used car salesmen and medical people. You have your super good people and then you have your connivers and you have your manipulators.
Right.
And there's unfortunately too many people in our, I hate to use the word industry, but in our profession who take advantage of the public. And the best way to find out who a good medium psychic is usually through word of mouth.
Correct.
Or you do your research. Sometimes it's hit or miss. But a lot of times people will keep on communicating and talking to psychics and different psychics and different psychics like over and over. They become obsessive where they're not making themselves responsible enough for their own life and their own choices to go solely based on what other psychics want. Or they'll keep on going until they hear the answer of what they want to hear upon a situation.
And there's many times, like I said earlier in the show, that spirit will only tell you what they want you to know, not so much what you want to know. Now, I did a party a couple of weeks ago. It was about a month and a week ago. And there was a whole family there, and they were waiting for their mother to come. Now, the mother did not show up to one single one of them, not the grandchildren and not the kids. So the grandma didn't show up. They were only waiting for this woman to come. She didn't show. But in her stead came many other important spirits that had to do with these people's personal life. And they were so in shambles that these spirits that came were able to put things in perspective for them. Now, had the grandmother came, she wouldn't have been able to do a good a job in leading them
individual.
Down the right. Exactly. In other words, they wanted one person and one person only, and she never showed up. And, you know,
because they got what they
lesson.
Needed. They got what they needed.
Yes, they got exactly what they needed. They weren't happy about that. But because she didn't show up to any of them, it was kind of like her telling them a lesson.
And this is your lesson. We're going to go for a commercial break. And you're going to have to be patient. And we have another few more minutes after this commercial break. So stick around, everyone.
Discover the 8 things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrance, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com and type Lynn Brown in the search.
Sky Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, fada. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner? He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators, and the head coach
wants no sissies. So he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want, this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy? They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh motherfucker, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with others. Oh, please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest Fada, darling Mada, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball, gee, that's better. Mata Fata, kindly disregard this letter.
All right. I hope you all had a good laugh. We went down memory lane with that one.
I love that song.
Yeah, that is so funny.
I never
funny.
Stopped
It's so
laugh.
Clever.
I could hear that a million times, and I still laugh a million
yeah,
times.
I remember hearing it when I was first a kid. It was It was so cool. And I actually wrote my friend at his wedding. I wrote a song for him and his new bride using that exact that exact music. You know, and I used the rhythm, the song with mine. Granted, I put my own words into it, and I had everyone laughing.
Imagine.
Everyone was laughing.
I hope
everyone
you saved that.
No, actually, I didn't. But I wish I did. My friend might have said. He says, "Art, you want to know?" And this happened like many years, 15 years ago, maybe long, about 15. He goes, "Art." He goes, "People, my relatives still talk about that."
Oh,
because they still bring that up every now and again.
You know, you should make a habit of saving everything that you compose because you're really a good composer. Your songs are really
I'm a
cool.
composer.
He's a composer. He doesn't know he composes. He's a compose. Listen to me. You should save everything that you've ever composed and you should just put it like on the side. And one day...
No, actually, I do. I have saved a lot of the stuff that I relook at my stuff that I wrote. And I go, wow. Because remember, I told you I wrote a song and I misplaced it. I forgot where it is. I know I have it because while I was cleaning up stuff, while I was going through paperwork, I wrote a song for my second wife, Kathy.
I think you sang that one to me. Did we play that on the air?
No,
that's the one you sang me in the car.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a different one.
Was beautiful, folks.
But this one that I wrote for her was the title of the song was Tell Me I Can't and Consider It Done. Mm-hmm. And I wrote a whole song and the words are really, really cool. And I was really proud of myself. And it's really interesting because when I get in that zone, it could be a composition of beautiful words for a song or a poem, or it could be comedic. And when I'm in that comedic man, comedy just rolls, and I make myself laugh, and I hear all these thoughts, and it's like I'm having a conversation with somebody on the other side, and I'm bantering back and forth, and it's so much fun.
He's got the funniest angels, and I'm going to tell you something.
I do, I really do.
And not only funny, but your angels connect with you through songs. There is no doubt in my mind. When you hear a song, bingo, that's it. It's connection.
Yeah. No,
how
it definitely
many times
is.
Have we read together and all of a sudden the songs come into your mind and you share that with the person you're reading and it's absolutely everything
it's
that
right
she's
on.
Waiting to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's good like that. He's really good like that.
So, we do have our fun and all.
Yes, we do.
As far as being a psychic medium, I'm the only person in my entire family. I mean, I have family members who are intuitive, but as far as being a psychic, I'm the only family member in my entire, for as far as the eye could see, as far as being a medium also.
Right.
Actually, my one cousin, now that I think about it, she actually said my mother, when she passed away, she visited her the next day.
Really?
And she says, Atha, she's from Boston. She says, Atha, when I woke up, I kid you not, she goes, I looked up at the ceiling and I was fully awake and I saw your mother. And she said she was wearing this, her wedding dress, and she looked so beautiful and she had such a pretty smile and she was gorgeous.
And she was young, right?
She was young. She goes, I never saw your mother so beautiful and so happy. She goes, and I knew that she was very sincere. She wasn't just saying this to me to make me feel better because she said it with such passion and such zealous.
You don't say that kind of stuff to somebody.
No, right.
Like that.
But I knew, you know, it was really for real. And if anybody could appreciate it, it's me. Okay. And so, like I said, I just feel very blessed to be in this position. Now, when I go to family functions, it's like, you know, hey, Artie, can you give me some? I did it a couple of times. And then I would tell my sister-in-law, I said, tell your sisters and everyone else, I'm off. I'm not reading for you. I just want to chill out and relax.
That's a good point you brought up. Everybody thinks you're always on. Like Sunday,
I think it's like nothing. Like you just ask them, they'll tell you an answer and stuff, not realizing it's draining.
It is. Not only that, you have to be in the right frame of mind. You have to start, you have to open up your chakras. You have to focus and you have quiet. And of course, spirit will come to you. That comes to you regardless, but you want to make them comfortable. So you prepare your body, your mind, and your soul for the spirit to be comfortable enough to not have such a hard job communicating. Okay? Now, Sunday, I had all my kids sleep over.
And you want to know something? I am so happy your kids slept over because we have to wrap up now.
Are you serious?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Well, a quick story. They all slept over, and guess what? I had to give all my girls a reading. And it was so much fun.
And that's a quick synopsis.
And
that's
that was
good.
The whole gist.
That's good. You know?
Yes.
All right, everybody, listen up. From my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you who are listening right now with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity. And always, always, you know, pray to the Holy Spirit and your angels, knowing that they're always around you.
Yes.
Communicate with your loved ones because they're always around you. And I promise you, they're alive just as much as you and I. Don't be afraid to ask because your angels and the Holy Spirit want nothing more than to make you happy. You just got to believe and just know for whatever it is you ask for, just ask in a positive sense. Never ask in a negative.
Right.
All right. And just have a beautiful, beautiful week. Enjoy
God
the good weather.
God bless all of you from his mouth to my mouth, to God's ears, and to you. God bless all of you guys and have a great weekend.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.